know very well of the Greek art, the Greek culture, which rose and fell. And each of those civilizations, and many others, must have felt when they were at their peak, when they were flowering, that they would never die, that they would progress. Now today, we are in a civilization which is flowering. We mustn't consider that it's automatic and will always be with us. We must always be ready to guard what we have gained. Now, I'm afraid we are drifting a bit away, or I am drifting a bit away from the subject. Let us go back on the magic carpet to the 170 years ago when we established this wonderful democracy. And my point this evening is this, again, particularly to the younger generations, these young men who have fought in this last great war, that you have in this New Brunswick area a tremendous history. As a matter of fact, it is the cockpit of the revolution. It was the center of the stage of the military operations and movements during the Revolutionary War. And New Brunswick, did you know, was once considered as the probable capital of these United States. Brunswick was a hub, as it is today, but it was a center of many of the activities during that war for independence.
Well, you know, they call New Brunswick the hub city.
Well, that's true, of course. The embarkation, or what would you say, debarkation point of foreigners arriving in this country was New Amsterdam, now New York. And, of course, the next busy center was Philadelphia, and everyone passed through New Brunswick. And in those days, the horse and buggy days, stagecoach days, nearly everyone stopped in New Brunswick, if not for overnight. I mean, it was the hub.
Indeed. Well, now, in the in our previous pleasant broadcast, Virginia, we have covered certain phases of the local history, but not nearly in the detail, which I would like to do sometime in the future. This area, as I have said, is full of local history, important. The British occupied New Brunswick for 7 months, from December of 1776 to June 23rd of 1777, and at one time had as many as 16,000 troops in the Brunswick area. It was called Brunswick at that time, which meant that every house was occupied by British soldiers, every house standing at that time. And it is rather interesting to recall or think of that village at that time with these magnificent soldiers, with these crimson
uniforms.
Were they
Hessians primarily?
Approximately half were Hessians, and the rest were these British.
As a matter of fact, wasn't Cornwallis himself bivouacked here in New Brunswick?
Oh, indeed. As was General Howe, and at one time his successor, General Clinton. But it was in New Brunswick, or Brunswick, that the stores were kept, and it was a strategic point. Now, before there is one activity in this general area which it might be timely to talk about, it being the Battle of Trenton, which occurred on Christmas Day. Before we go into that particular operation, I would like again to just set up a skeleton or an outline of the dates of the War for Independence, the Revolution, so that you may chart this operation. The Revolution dates, of course, from 1775, when you had conquered Lexington and Bunker Hill. Then the activity shifted from the Boston area to New York, resulting in the battles of Long Island and eventual evacuation of New York by Washington and his retreat across Jersey.
Just to refresh my memory, Hap, what was the date of the Boston Tea Party?
Was that
about 73 or so?
It was several years, yes. There were several tea parties. As a matter of fact, there's one in our state of Jersey, a tea burning party. Mr. Atkinson, who was in the studio, and I made a trip down there to see the monument where they burned the tea at the village of Greenwich, Mr. Atkinson.
Greenwich, New Jersey?
Greenwich, New Jersey, named after Greenwich, Connecticut.